The most important thing for you to remember once and for all is when to buy and sell foreign currency, irrespective of what the currency pair is. In the future, you'll be working using currency charts. It's all very simple. The base currency price is drawn on the vertical axis, and time is on the horizontal. The chart plots the price of the base currency. If the price on the diagram goes upwards, it means the base currency is rising in price, and the currency it is paired with is getting cheaper. Let's take an example, US dollar against the Swiss franc. Very frequently, the price on the vertical is designated simply by CHF. As you now know, this means that the currency pair is USD, Swiss franc, and that the dollar is the base currency. If the chart is going upwards, it means the dollar is rising in price and the franc is getting cheaper. The dollar as the base currency is the goods. If the diagram is going upwards, the goods are rising in price. It's wise to buy dollars. If it's going downwards, the price of dollars is falling, so we sell dollars. It's the same story with the Japanese yen. Going up, we buy dollars. Going down, we sell dollars. And in a pair where the dollar is not the base currency, for example, euro, what then? What has changed? Only the base currency. Now it's the euro. In a nutshell, it means that now the euro is the goods. When the chart goes upwards, we buy euro. Down, we sell euro. That's all. Just remember, once and for all, that we should follow the price on the diagram, irrespective of what the currency pair is. The diagram upwards, it's a purchase. Diagram downwards, it's a sale. Buy when the chart is going up. Sell when the chart's going down. Very frequently, I'm asked this question. If I'm not on the market, but I want to sell euro, my account's in dollars. Where should I get the euro from? The answer is very simple. Do not bother your head with it. Let that be the business of banking managers and Forex Club International. Your business is to correctly identify the direction of the market, upwards or downwards, and that's it.